Elite.
What's up, y'all?
What's good?
Yeah. Week six. Well, let's put a little bow first on week five. We actually seen the Raiders beat the Chiefs, gave them their first loss. And then also on top of that, of course, we know that's a division matchup also. So that was a really interesting one. I don't think it's a big indication that, you know, the Chiefs have fallen off or anything like that. I don't think it's anything to majorly overreact to, but it is, you know, noteworthy that the Raiders were able to pull that off. In Kansas City, we also know, like, it's limited fans. They did have some fans there, but it's limited. So definitely something to keep an eye on. But I think, like I said, I think it's just something that's probably going to get them, wake them up and get their attention back.
They had to get that L out the system, right?
Yeah, right, right. That's what I said. There's nobody that didn't promise to go undefeated. Patrick Mahomes had a little bit of an off day. He's allowed. He's human. And so, I don't think it's something huge. But it's, you know, they lost. It's the Super Bowl defending champ. So
but Gruden has them playing good, and you said that.
Yeah, the Raiders, they listen, I've always kind of looked at that arranged marriage is what I called it between Gruden and Carr. And, it's, you know, always wondered, you know, is this really going to work? Do they, you know, really want to be work this out and actually be married together as far as a coach and quarterback? But it seems to work for whatever reason. Gruden is able to motivate them. They play well. And even, you know, better than expected. And that's two times I've seen this. The first time was against the New Orleans, and then this week seeing it against the Chiefs. So definitely impressed by the Raiders. And it could be somebody that they may make some noise. They may be able to try to make a playoff push in that division. It's going to be something to watch for sure. Mm-hmm. We had some rookies definitely jump onto the scene. Chase Claypool. This kid had four touchdowns against my Eagles, ripped my heart out. Pittsburgh seemed, like I said before, they seem to be the wide receiver factory. It just seems like, you know, that whether it's, you know, we go back to AB or, you know, we can go down a laundry list as far as wide receivers that they've had there.
Hines Ward.
Right.
Let's take it from
Santonio Holmes. Santonio Holmes. It's, you know, it's tons of Randall L. Like, we can just go down the list, and it just seems like they seem to get those late round wide receivers that, and they make them work there. And he seems to be another one. So definitely a great output in week five. He busts onto the scene. Unfortunately, it was against my Eagles. But, you know, on the other side, my Eagles did have a wide receiver that also had a nice little outing also. Not four touchdowns, but Travis jumped onto the scene. Mm. I like what he was able to provide for Wentz. You know, I'm definitely concerned about the next upcoming matchup, but definitely for week five, it was pleasant to see that. Unfortunately, it wasn't a win, but definitely some takeaways for week five.
Elite.
And so now we want to do a little bit of shout outs. We actually have two leagues, Elite Circle Show Podcast leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have our Dynasty League and with Reality Sports. And, you know, we're going to go up into week four. Although, of course, we already know week five is, you know, still kind of getting a bow tied on it as far as the Tuesday night game. But we want to kind of give some shout outs to those teams that have come out the gate strong, you know, and leading their division. Of course, we got to show some love to our co-host here. O is actually out to a strong start, 4-0, leading his division. Kind of took wins over all of his division opponents so far. Strong start. And then we got X and O's. He's also out 4-0 start again up to week four. He took and actually beat everyone in their division. And then we got the Rage Against the Machine, 3-1, actually got a win against most of everyone in the division, but definitely a strong start to the season, the first quarter of the season for sure. And then we got Dame Time, 3-1. He got most of the wins of everyone in his division. And like we said, just want to kind of point out and shout out these teams that actually started off the first quarter of the season the right way with a bang. We know it's a sprint. It's not a sprint. We know it's a marathon, but definitely want to shout out these teams. And definitely, you know, we want to show love to our Elite Circle Podcast leagues. And then our Redraft League, we got some love for you guys too. You know, that started off the year right. And, you know, so far, you know, you've done some things. We got Fantasy Babies. That's actually number one. She's 4-0 through the first four weeks. We have Evan with the easy win. He's actually 3-1 through the first 4 weeks. And then Gene's team. Gene is 3-1 through the first 4 weeks. So, And then I'm actually bringing up the rear here. And out of our 14-team league, I'm number four, and I'm at 500, 2-2. And we even go with the top five. Why not? Give game over. Andre, 2-2, 500 so far through the first 4 weeks. Again, we're just doing the first 4 weeks, but thank you guys for definitely checking in. We know some of you guys are listening. I wanted to show you guys some loving. Look forward to checking us out in the future. We're going to give some more shout-outs and some updates in our league. For both of them. So with our redraft and our dynasty league, definitely be looking out, listen out. We're definitely going to give you guys your props and progress throughout the year.
Absolutely. It's been a really fun time with the fantasy season, especially with all the crazy COVID stuff. We got games pretty much Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, all over the place, and everybody's kind of coming together to make it happen. All of you owners deserve a big shout out.
Yeah, you guys are definitely for the 2020 season. Through all adversity and COVID, players being out and injury bugs, shout out to you guys for the first quarter of the season so far. Impressive.
At least.
So, you know, I got to give my man some props here. Oh, he talked about, you know, on that last show, Cleveland Browns are playing the Dallas Cowboys. He talked about, hey, this is it. You know, this is the season that he's been a champion for the Browns, and how he felt that the Browns were going to take the step forward. And they did. I have to give him his credit. They actually pulled out that win in Dallas. Of course, this is when Dak was still healthy. And so, you know, they've been taking steps forward. And now we fast forward to this week. They have the matchup in their division against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Browns 4-1, Steelers 4-0. Pittsburgh is actually favored in this matchup. They're giving them 3.5. I actually like this matchup a lot. I think Cleveland continues to take steps. I just don't know if Pittsburgh is going to be too much of a matchup. I think this overall is going to be a great game. But I think the Pittsburgh Big Ben finds a way to actually pull this one out.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, I love the Browns in terms of the talent that they have and what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They did beat the Cowboys, and they absolutely took that step up in that game. Baker Mayfield not playing at 100% does worry me for this matchup.
With the rib injury.
Yeah, with the rib injury. So I just with that alone, I don't think that they're going to put in their best showing this game. So I do see Pittsburgh kind of just kind of running away with it. And they have to do something with their secondary because they are just allowing wide receivers to continually get off on them. And if you have the wide receiver factory coming in, that doesn't
bad
bode
recipe.
Well. Yeah, it doesn't bode well for you. And so I do think it'd be a great, exciting game, but this is totally going to go the Pittsburgh way this go around. But Cleveland has to split. If they're going to definitely.
Yes. So I think they won at home later this year. They get that one. Great point there. Oh, but yeah, this one at Steelers at Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh continues to roll and get to 5-0.
Yeah, same here. I think the Steelers, they're definitely going to show up. They're going to roll over their AFC North counterpart. The Browns, like you said, they did take that step up this season. They've showed improve, but I don't think they've gone against a defense quite like this. And like you said, since his rib injury is definitely gonna be a factor, I think. Yeah, I don't see it looking too well for him. So, yeah, I get a Steelers this one as well.
So we got another matchup that I was looking at, and it really, like, intrigued me here. And I'm looking at Green Bay going up against Tampa Bay. The Battle of the Bays.
Battle of the Bays.
Right, the Bays. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. And then we talk about the Battle of the Bays, and it's a couple of interesting matchups in this game. And then you talk about Aaron Rodgers, AR-12, going against the GOAT and Tom Brady. It's a great quarterback matchup for sure. Mm-hmm. Then it's even when we go down to the wide receivers, we talk about Davante Adams on one side, and then you talk about Mike Evans on the other side. Definitely some great matchups as far as in the wide receiver area. And then running back. We know that Aaron Jones is legit. As far as in the backfield. And we talk about Tampa Bay. They're still trying to figure out who's going to be their bell cow. I think they're going to have one. I think it continues to be a running back committee. But this week I do like Rojo. But to me, I think both of these teams will actually make the playoff. I actually think this could be a preview of a playoff matchup, possibly down the line for sure. But in this matchup, I like Aaron Rodgers figuring it out and on the road getting a win.
Yeah, coming off that bye, I think he's just going to be a little bit well rested, just enough. I got a feeling, man, he's going to go off this game. This dude, if Devontae and him are clicking, they're definitely going to piece this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense apart.
Yes, but then that's the thing. Does Brady go bonkers if he loses two in a row? That's going to be something to watch. Yeah. It's like, I'm thinking to myself, like, I see Green Bay winning this one, but can you see Tom Brady holding together? Because he didn't do too well with holding together last Thursday when they lost. So
yeah, so he's not going to shake anybody's hand again? Is that what's
going to
happen?
He's not going to shake anybody's hand. He's going to be over there yelling, and hopefully he doesn't hold up the four after his fourth down. You know, those, a couple of things there. You know, great. Listen, players mess up too. He's the GOAT. That's solidified. But he still has some mental errors every now and again. A couple of blunders. And he had them on last Thursday night. And but this week, like I said, I think they just got to get Bell back healthy. They are missing their other wide receiver on the other side with Chris. So I just think that this week the Aaron Rodgers comes in and finds a way to kind of get a W, definitely, especially if Adam's able to play.
Yeah, I'd agree with you guys on that one. The matchup is definitely going to be tough. I do think this is going to be a really tough game overall because, you know, Brady's not going to go down without a fight.
Right. You better believe it.
And
yeah.
And then you have these other questions like, you know, if maybe this is the week that Gronk goes off, right? Because, like,
he started to get some catches.
Factor, right? You're just kind of waiting for it to happen.
It's only a matter of time.
And when it does get going, you know, I feel like that's going to open up even more of the offense for Tampa Bay. So, you know, it really depends on if that comes out this game. It will make it extremely competitive. But if I have to sit here and pick one, I'm going to take Green Bay. They're just the more well-rounded team at this point in time.
Right. I agree. And NFC, I feel like them and Seattle have separated themselves from the pack right now. Now, that's not – it's still early in the season. There's still things to be determined. Injuries and things like that can happen. But I think Tampa Bay, like I said, I expect them to be in the fold when the playoffs roll around. But they still got to figure some things out. It's year one. We talk about a well-oiled machine in Green Bay as far as that core has been together for a while. So, yeah, I definitely like that matchup for Green Bay. Now, we talked about the Chiefs took their first loss last week, right? Yeah. The defending champs. They have a tough matchup going up against the Bills. Chiefs are 4-1. Bills are 4-0. It's actually, you know, kind of an even matchup as it is right now. Will the defending champs actually lose or bounce back after their first loss, or will they lose and catch another loss? I don't see them losing two in a row. Mm-hmm. I think it is a tough matchup on the road. It's definitely that going to Buffalo is not going to be a joke. Buffalo actually does have a few fans that's going to be able to attend. It's going to be interesting because Josh Allen, you know, he's part of the conversation. When you talk about MVP, we already know, like, Russ is elite, right? We in the certain ones, it's just separated themselves. But he wants to be in a part of the conversation. I think this game could be a game that he can definitely put his name into the hat if he's able to figure out a way to outshine Pat Mahomes to a degree and find a way for his team to actually get a win. But for me personally, I do think the Kansas City Chiefs found a way to get a win on the road and improve to 5-1.
Yeah, me too as well. I just don't see them losing these back-to-back games. I got a feeling they're going to come out a little bit with a little bit more energy early on. You know, they didn't come on till late. I think they're going to come early on against the Bills, and they're going to try to definitely put up a lead that's so insurmountable that they're not going to be able to, you know, win. So, yeah, I give it to the Chiefs against the Bills. Bills have a tough defense. Don't give me, you know, the line on them. They're very good. They're very well equipped. But I just think the Chiefs have way too many weapons. Even if Sammy Watkins don't, it don't matter. It don't matter. Patrick Mahomes, he can definitely make the audibles, the right adjustments and everything. So, yeah, give it to the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys this week at the Arizona Cardinals. So, that's going to be a very interesting matchup. Both of these teams have been solid, but, you know, had some slip-ups along the way. And trying to, you know, continue to get some wins and putting some wins together. We know that, of course, the Cowboys took a huge loss with losing Dak this week. And so how do they bounce back? Is Andy Dalton actually ready to actually lead this team to possibly a playoff berth and winning the NFC East? he's not going to give you the same thing that Dak does, but I think he's not a bad plug-in. We still know that he has his issues. What he was in Cincinnati is not going to be all of a sudden gone. It's not going to raise his ugly head. I think at certain games it will, but I do like this matchup for the Cowboys and finding a way to actually get a win. But Arizona will not make it easy. I was just about to say Cowboys, and the more and more I think about it with that defense, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Okay. I talked myself out of it. I'm going with the Cardinals.
I was about to say, I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, right. I didn't want to be that old angry Eagle fan. Yeah. I wanted to, you know.
But you're not. You're being just a fantasy football host, okay?
There you go.
I cannot. Say that the Cowboys, especially with the L that they just took to the player personnel side, is going to beat the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray, Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds, DeAndre Hopkins. Like, no, it's not going to happen. The Cowboys secondary is terrible. Who's mm-hmm. going to stop DeAndre Hopkins?
Who's going to stop anybody? Right. That's just how I feel about it. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's going to take them a while to get their bearings with, like you said, with Dak being out. It's going to take Andy a while to get going with the offense. He might look horrible the first two games. And, you know, hopefully he gets it going, but not this week against Arizona. I'm sorry. Not the way Kyler Murray, he runs around that field. I just don't see it. I don't see the defense. They're not strong. They weren't strong enough to win really with Dak. It's going to be even harder without Dak. So,
yeah.
Agreed.
Definitely agree. Catch us next week, everybody.
You already know. Stay safe.
For week 7. Elite.